Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that He has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day, the day that no one else knows what today holds. No one has ever been in this day. We thank God for His grace and His mercy for us to be here at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance. This circle of friends. So we are excited with what God is doing, for we serve a mighty God. We serve a good God, an able God. We serve a God who hears prayer. Not only does He hear prayer, but He is a God who answers prayer. Our God is a God of action. So we are excited for another opportunity to come as His children and honor Him and praise Him and worship Him and bring our supplications, our petitions to Him, because we come with confidence, because this is the confidence that we have in Him this morning, that if we ask Him of anything we ask Him, according to His will, and He will hear us. And not only does He hear us, but He will answer our prayers. So we are grateful. Today is Friday. Friday. We are right at the heart, at the center of the month. It's Friday, July 2020. Friday, the 17th of July, 2020. And we still serve a God who is in the business of delivering people. He is still in the business of saving lives, saving people. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He is our Deliverer. So we're going to pray this morning and see what God has installed for us at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance. So we say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you, honor you for waking us up this morning, for allowing us to see this new day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, Father, today on this earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, Father, and forgive us all our trespasses. Forgive us all our sins, our shortcomings, Father. Forgive us anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you, Father. We pray that you forgive us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, whether we have done by submission or by omission or any other missions, Lord. We pray that you forgive us, Father God, for you are a forgiving God, yes, and that you also give us a forgiving heart, Lord, that we forgive those who have offended us, those who have done things to hurt us, Lord. We pray that we forgive them, Father. We do not want anything to hinder our prayers this morning. We do not want the enemy, the accuser of sins, to point a finger on us, to accuse us or for anything this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, and we confess all our sins
to you, Father. Forgive us, Father. We ask for forgiveness because we know you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And you cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we want, Father God, as you are sitting on your throne and you look down on us, Lord, as you look and you see us, we want you to be pleased with what you see, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, this morning, for we know that you are good and your mercies endure it forever. So we thank you, Father, that you lead us not into any temptation, Father, but deliver us from all evil. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. You are a good shepherd. Yes, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. So we pray this morning to our good shepherd. We pray this morning to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, in the mighty name of Jesus, the one who makes us lie down in green pastures. Yes, the one who leads us beside the still waters, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for restoring our souls, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for leading us in the path of righteousness. For your name's sake, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are not afraid, Father, even if we pass through the valley of the shadow of death, Father, we are not afraid. We will fear no evil. For we know that you are with us, your rod and your staff, they comfort us, Father, all the days of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, even if the enemy might roar like a lion, he's not a lion. There is only one lion of the tribe of Judah. Yes, when you roar, Father, fire comes out of your mouth. Thunder comes out of you, Father, the fire that burns all sin and trials in the mighty name of Jesus, that when you arise, Father, all your enemies scatter. So we pray this morning that you arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered. We thank you, Father God, for preparing a table for us, Father, in the presence of our enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, and anointing our heads with oil, the anointing that breaks the yoke. In the name of Jesus, the oil, yes, in the name of Jesus, of the Holy Spirit, that even when the deceiver tried to deceive us, you help us, Father God. We escape like a bird out of the snare of the fowler. Thank you, Father God, this morning that our cups run over. They are running over with your blessing. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. For if you are before us, Father, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win? If you are on our side, we are more than conquerors, Lord. For surely your goodness and your mercy, they follow us all the days of our lives. Thank you, Father God. And we have made a decision. We have decided to follow you, Jesus. We have decided to dwell in the house of our Lord forever. We have decided, Father, to submit ourselves to you, to under the power of the mighty hand of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, this morning. We honor you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We continue praying for salvation, Father, because this is the goodness. Oh, this is your love you extended for us, Lord Jesus, that you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we pray, Father God, for our brothers and sisters out there that do not know you, that are still being tormented by the enemy, that are still being abused by the enemy. We call them forth, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they come home. Some have known you and they have backslidden. We call them forth, Father. Some, they have never heard anything about you out there, and they need someone to tell them. So we pray, Father, that soften their hearts. Prepare thy hearts, Lord, that when they hear your word, when they hear your voice, they will not harden their hearts. So we pray, Father, calling them forth in the name of Jesus, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, in the name of Jesus. Draw them, Father. Draw them unto you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Give us the wisdom, Father, even during this time where things are in chaotic, things are not stable. People are anxious. People are scared. People are afraid. People just don't know what to do. But we know we have a Savior who is Jesus Christ. So we pray, Father, that you give us wisdom to win souls for the kingdom, Lord. In the name of Jesus, for you said, he that wins souls is wise. And we need the wisdom, Father, to win souls. In the name of Jesus, you even said, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. So we ask for wisdom because you are a giver of wisdom. You do not withhold. So we come by faith, Father, believing and trusting you to give us the wisdom so that we can share the gospel, Father, so we can win souls for the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, we have our brothers and sisters out there that are held hostage by the enemy, Father. Whatever it is that is holding them back. Yes, right now, Father, we hear that some are getting the people who use alcohol, they are abusing alcohol because of the status of our situation, the state of the nation right now. They don't know where to turn. Some are turning to even prescription drugs, and they are overdosing themselves, illegal drugs, and even alcohol, substance abuse, different kinds of substances to try to ease the pain, to try to find an answer. But we know, Jesus, you are the answer of our troubles today. Jesus, you are the deliverer. In the mighty name of Jesus, some are even losing their minds, Father, their concentration. They are losing, they are getting depressed, anxiousness and frustration, Lord, stress, Father, because they don't know what to do. Fathers and mothers, they don't know where to get the next meal for their children. In the name of Jesus, some are becoming suicidal. Some are actually losing their lives. So we pray against this spirit of death, the enemy who is a thief, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. We command you right now in Jesus' name to get your hands of the children of God. I pray, Father God, that you touch their minds, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they turn to you, they run to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you touch and they get the renewal of their minds, Father, that they get the stability, the mental healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, emotional healing, physical healing, spiritual healing. Yes, even the finances, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We can't trust in the government. They can give a stimulus check, but that check will run out in about one. Even someone can go and shop one time and come back home without it. But we trust you, Lord, the one who owns the earth and the fullness thereof, and silver and gold belongs to you, Father. You are our source. I pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for your children, because some we are getting entangled in this spirit. We are getting entangled in this frustration, in this anxiety, in this depression. So I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your Holy Spirit, who is so gentle, to minister to us, to minister to your people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we have the understanding and run to you, Father. We run to you, Lord. Yes, for some trust in chariots, some in horses, some trust in their education, and education is failing them. Some trust in our politicians, and our politicians are failing us. Some trust that their jobs, even our jobs, are failing us. But we put our trust into you, Father. We trust you, Father God. We trust you, the name of the Lord. Yes, you are our refuge. You are our trust. Yes, you are our defender. When we run to you, Father, we are safe. So we run to you, Father, this morning. We run to you with all our troubles. Yes, health issues, Father. We run to you, Father. Yes, with all our troubles, Father, for you are a giver of peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. For you said, my peace I give unto you, my peace. Yes, you give without any reservation. When you give us your peace, Father, the peace that surpasses all understanding, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for you are Jehovah Shalom, the God, our peace. We thank you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We just pray, Father God, for all our leaders, our national, international leaders, our local leaders, as they make decisions, Father, that you touch and lead them, that they make sound decisions, Father, for the betterment of the people. So we pray, Father God, this morning, that you give them wisdom, whether they know you or they do not know you. We release the Holy Spirit, who is our advocate, who is the one who stands on our behalf, that when decisions are made, when they are sitting in those boardrooms making decisions, Holy Spirit, we send you that you advocate for us, that any decision that will be made will be for the betterment of the children and the betterment of your people. Like right now, decisions are being made whether to send the children to school full-time or part-time, online, or do both, whichever way. People don't know the answer. But we have you, God, the one who knows the end from the beginning. In the name of Jesus, so we run to you, Father, that when decisions are made, give them wisdom, or let all the loopholes be closed, Father. Whatever needs to be done that is necessary, be done for the betterment of the children, their families, the parents, the educators. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Father. We just pray for this whole situation, what is going on with the pandemic, with the injustice and everything else that is out of order. Only you, God, has order. You are the one who can sustain us. So we pray this morning in the mighty name of Jesus that you arise, O Father, arise, and let all your enemies be scattered. We thank you, Father God, that all the resources, everything that is necessary, that is needed, you will give to us, Father. So we thank you, Father God, because you said in your word, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves we humble ourselves this morning on behalf of our nation, Father, and we pray and we seek your face, Father. Yes, and we turn from our wicked ways this morning in the mighty name of Jesus on behalf of our nation, Father, on behalf of our all nations, Father, and in the name of Jesus. And we say you will hear us from heaven and you will forgive our sins and you will heal our land. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, for healing our land. So we decree and declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, 2 Chronicles 7:14, on behalf of our people, Father, in the name of Jesus. You did it for Abraham. He pleaded with you. He stood on the gap for Lot, Father, when you were ready to go and destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, Lord. And he interceded. He cried out, even though they could not find 10 people in Sodom and Gomorrah who loved you. I believe, Father, we are more than 10 here. We are the intercessors, not only here, but they are your children scattered everywhere, worldwide, who intercede and cry out, Father. So we are pleading, Father, and crying out that you have mercy on us. You did it for Abraham. You are a covenant keeping God. You kept your covenant, Father, even with Abraham, and you rescued Lot and his family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we stand on the gap for our country. We stand on the gap for nations this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. We thank you for answering our prayers. In the name of Jesus, and we consider it done by the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, my Father, you are an awesome God. You are a gracious God. You are an able God. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning. And before we open the lines, if we get there, I just want to share a couple of scriptures with you, and then we see what the Lord has and get an opportunity to hear some testimonies and encourage words of encouragement from each other. So we thank God this morning. Let us just go to the scripture of the week. Then I will share a couple more scriptures with you. Our scripture of the week is in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Hallelujah. And we have heard so many testimonies this week. We serve a merciful God. Even in the midst of the pandemic, he still reigns. He is still doing miracles. He is still blessing his people. So I thank God for all the testimonies and we have heard, and the word of God and the encouraging word of God, full of wisdom, we have been receiving throughout the week. And I just thank God. Before we read, let me just share my testimony. I said that we were going to open for testimonies, but we'll never know. There are times we end up not even opening the line. So I want to share my testimony. So what happened yesterday, I got a call from one of the sisters from the church, and she said, I want to introduce you to my auntie. She is also a minister of the gospel. And she said, I told my auntie about your project, what you are doing for Zimbabwe. So she's interested and she wants to talk with you. I said, okay. So she gave me her number. I called her and she said, well, I'm on the middle of something. I will call you right back. I said, okay. So she called me, she gave me her address, you know, after we talked, and said, well, you know what, I have a few items. Actually, last week I was going through my things, and I was going to call, you know, someone, maybe Red Cross or somebody, to come and pick these things. And when my niece told me, I said, oh, okay, I will let you come and look at the stuff before I call these people and see what you can use, what you can put in your package. So I said, okay. She gave me her address. I went and cut the long story short. We had a service. I mean, we prayed together. We just had kindred spirit and just connected. So I thank God, and I know it's not by my wisdom or anything I have done that is good, but it is through the prayers of God, of the saints. Your prayers, you know, I ask it you to pray for me, and I ask it other people to pray, and I know it is the prayers of saints, and God is grace and God is love. So I thank God for expanding my territories, that I picked a few things that I liked, because most of the stuff, they were really big items that a household, you know, people can use here, not something you can mail, but smaller items, a few toys for the kids I picked up from there. So I just thank God for what he is doing. And another sister at the church opened a GoFund for helping me to raise this the money to send these things home. And I know it's all God's grace. And when she called me and told me that that's what she has done, actually she called me last week, that's what she has done. So when I gave my testimony the other day, I forgot to tell you about it. So I just thank God that he is a good God. He's merciful. He cares even for the little things that we care for, that we that concerns us. He cares for our concerns. So I want to encourage somebody, if you have anything, whatever on your heart, don't you think or ever doubt that God cares for that. As little as even, you know, we cannot belittle it. Whatever it is that concerns us, God cares for it. He is, he concerned for our concern. So I am just excited with what God is doing. Okay. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. When I get excited, I just get excited. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Get it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Hallelujah. We talked a lot about wisdom last week, and I gave you some scriptures, and the bottom line is, in everything we do in life, in order for us to be successful, in order for us to get breakthrough, we need wisdom. And this wisdom surpasses the book wisdom, counsel from somebody. It surpasses your research, looking in the concordance and whatever. This wisdom is the wisdom of God. And that's the wisdom we need. So I am not going to talk a whole lot about wisdom, because we are totally saturated with information, because we have gathered wisdom, we have heard the teachings, and we have so much with us. But it says, with all thy getting, with all what we have acquired, all what we have accrued just this week, just these past few days, 4 days, we need to get understanding. So in all the getting, in all those scriptures, because those scriptures will not be fruitful, will not be productive, will not be give any fruit if we just put them in our notebooks and close the notebook and wait for another meeting and then we write more notes. But we need to go back to those notes, read them, and make them alive, get understanding, and then use them. That's what wisdom and knowledge will, and it can work for us if we do that. Amen. So I'm going to read a parable. I'm going to share a parable Jesus told, and it's in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 and 32. This is one of the shortest parable Jesus told, but very, very powerful, powerful parable. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 13, verse is 31 and 32. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. That's Jesus when he told the parable of the mustard seed. When you read the book of Matthew at the beginning, the first 30 verses, he told several parables up there. But on this one, on all those parables, this is the short one, but very, very powerful. I mean, all stories, all the word of God is powerful in its own. And Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed. Not only a grain of mustard seed, in a farmer's hand or a sower's hand. But this grain of mustard seed, the sower or the farmer or a man took and did something about it. He sowed this seed in his field. This individual, this person who had this small seed in his hand, he took this seed in his own field. He did not go to a neighbor's field to plant or to sow this mustard seed. He did not go to a friend's field to sow this seed. But he went to his own field, his own land, and sowed the mustard seed. And Jesus said, this seed the man sowed is the least of all seeds. So in the kingdom of seeds, the mustard seed is the least, is the smallest of all seeds. They can be an okra seed. I planted some okra out there in my garden. An okra seed, the seed is
big enough. I mean, you can see it and pick it up. I bet with the way, with a mustard seed, it's so small. It's so small that when you look at it, it looks like just a grain of salt or just a grain of soil or of dirt. It's so small. And Jesus said, this mustard seed is the least of all seeds in the seed kingdom. However, when it grows, it is the greatest among the herb field, the herb kingdom. And when not only does it grow to become big or be the greatest, but it becomes a tree, a big tree. As a tree, the birds of the air, they come and make their nest in it and live there. They make their home there. Different birds of the air, they come. Even people, when they are weary and tired on their journey, they turn off the road, they get off the road and sit under the shade of this mustard seed, under the branches, to get some shade from it. And that's the same with us. Before I talk about us, let us read a few more verses. And we are still in the book of Matthew, and let's go to chapter 17. And we're going to tie these together. Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 through 20. Jesus heals a demon-possessed boy, the title of these few verses. When they come to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son, he said. He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. And then Jesus now replied, you unbelieving and perverse generation. That's Jesus. He replied, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at the moment, instantly. Then the disciples came to Jesus in a private and asked him, why couldn't we drive it out? They are whispering privately. They don't want to be heard. Because these disciples were there when Jesus told this parable of the mustard seed. They were there. So they had to go in a private way and say to Jesus, why couldn't we drive it? And Jesus replied, because you have little faith. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. And that's Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 to 20. So right here, this man, he came into the crowds too. When he goes through the city, when he is passing by, the crowds always followed him. So at this day, it was not a different day than other days. He always had crowds following him because people knew what Jesus had to offer. They knew that he healed their sick. They knew that he delivered those who are demon-possessed. He knew that Jesus would touch their depression and the depression will go away. They knew that Jesus would touch that issue of blood and the issue of blood will stop. They knew that Jesus delivers all manner of bondages. They knew that. So there was always a crowd following Jesus. So on this particular day, in the crowd, there was a man. And he approached Jesus. And this man was unique. The way he approached him, the way he approached Jesus, he knelt before him. And he cried out because he had his son with him. And the first thing he said is, "Lord, have mercy on my son." This is a father pleading crying on behalf of his son, crying on behalf of his child. And he said, "My son has seizures. My son is suffering. He is not just suffering little, but he is suffering a great deal. He has seizures. And when these seizures attack him, they don't even respect where he is. When they attack him, they make him fall into the fire. And sometimes he even falls in the water." So these seizures, they attack him randomly. They don't care where he is. Even when he is closer to a fire, he falls into the fire. I bet this child had bruises, had marks all over his body because these seizures were attacking him randomly. And the father said, "Have mercy on him. Have mercy on my son." And he said, "I have brought my son to your disciples, and they could not heal him." And Jesus just said, "Oh, you unbelieving and perverse generation, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I be here with you?" And then he turned around and said, "Bring the boy, bring him here, bring him to me." And when they, father, I believe, I just visualize people paving way for him to bring his son. You remember that story of blind Bartimaeus? When he was crying out, "Son of God, Son of Man, have mercy on me." And people were trying to shush him, trying to quiet him. But when Jesus called him, the same people said, "Oh, he is calling you. Run, he is calling you. You go." And I think that's what happened here. Even those people who were squeezing, also wanting to get closer to Jesus. But after this man told his story, when this man, after he cried out to Jesus, and Jesus said, "Bring him," those people helped him. They paved their way to let him go, to let him pass with his son. And as soon as he got on Jesus with his, when Jesus told him to bring the boy, and Jesus just healed this boy instantly, right away. He did not ask questions. He just healed him. He rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Then his disciples were observing. They were looking and wondering. And they said, "We struggled with this evil spirit. We tried to get," I don't know for how long the disciples were trying. Maybe they had an all-night prayer trying to pray for this boy to deliver him, and they couldn't. Maybe they fasted. I don't know what they did, for how long they did it. But the bottom line, the disciples could not cure, could not deliver this man's son. He was still having seizures. He was still suffering a great deal. This boy was still falling in the fire. And sometimes he will fall in the water. And Jesus healed him. Then his disciples, later on after the crowd had gone, maybe they were resting now, they went privately and asked Jesus, why couldn't we drive this demon out? What did we do wrong? What is our shortcoming? What do we need to do to be able to drive the demons like these out? And Jesus replied to them, because you have little faith. If you have a faith as small as a mustard seed. Remember, Jesus had told a few chapters prior, where we read in chapter 13, that the kingdom of God is, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed. And he explained that a mustard seed is the smallest. It is the least of all seeds. And now he's reminding his disciples that they need the faith that is as small as a mustard seed. If you know how small a mustard seed is, but these disciples, their faith was even smaller. It wasn't even there like a mustard seed. Because Jesus is saying, if your faith was as small, is as small as a mustard seed, then you could be able to do it. You could even say to the mountain, this mountain, be moved from here to there, and it will. And nothing is impossible with you. The same with us today. We as Christians, we need the faith. Everything we do, we need to have faith in God and trust God. Everything we ask, even when we say that he give us wisdom, we still have to have faith to receive whatever we ask from God. We need to have faith so that we can receive from him. Because he said, if we have this faith, this small faith like a mustard seed, then we can say to the mountain, move from here to there, and it will be done. So our prayer today, our request is, Father, we have the wisdom, we have the understanding, we need the faith like a mustard seed. We have, like this father brought his son to Jesus so that Jesus can heal him from these seizures. We pray whatever seizures, so to speak, in our lives, in our family, even our nation. Right now, the status of our nation, it is seizures, it's falling in depression. It's falling, even the economy of our nation, in both nationally and internationally. It's falling into the fire. It's falling into the water. But we have a deliverer. We work underground by faith, praying for our leaders, praying for those who make decisions. We need the faith of a mustard seed, that when you have this mustard seed, this grain, you don't plant it in another person's field, but you plant it in your own field. So together, one can conquer 1,000. One can put 1,000 into flight, but two can put 10,000 into flight. So together, what we are doing here, we are not wasting time. There is change taking place in the atmosphere. Seizures are being cured. Orders are being cured. All manner of sicknesses are being cured because we serve an able God, a miracle working God, a miracle working God. But we have to make a choice. We have to make a commitment. In the name of Jesus, for our God, He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For a thief, he is a thief. He comes by night, John said, and tried to steal. But we have a Savior, Jesus, who came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He is abundant life giver. And that's what our nation needs today. That's what the world needs today. All other people with authority, with positions to make decisions, they are failing us. But we have a God who never fails. We got to trust Him. We got to trust Him, for He is a good God. He is a merciful God. So we're going to open up the lines this morning. And we're going to pray for God to give us wisdom, to increase our faith, so that we have this faith like a mustard seed. And when we pray, we believe and trust God that He hears us. Not only does He hear us, but He answers our prayers. So this morning, we're going to pray for us. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for you. I know most of the time we pray for others. We stand on the gap and intercede for others. But we can't give what we don't have. We have to be filled ourselves. So at these few minutes, I just want you to open up your mouth and ask God for His anointing, because it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. Sometimes it feels, I had to learn to pray for me. For many, many years, it felt easier and comfortable to pray for others. I felt like it's selfish to pray for myself. But Jesus said, when He taught on this kingdom, the parable of the mustard seed, He said, this man who had the seed, he sowed it in his own field. So after he saw it in his own field, when the mustard seed became a tree, it became a big tree so that it could accommodate the birds of the air. It could accommodate the travelers, other people as they are traveling to get the shade. But he sowed it in his own field. So this morning, we are at the top of the hour. But we want to use these minutes, invest these minutes to pray for you. Ask God what it is to refill you so that we can be able to give it out to others, to fill us with His anointing so that we can share it with others. So can we do that this morning?
Hallelujah.
Let us all pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. I honor you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God. For you said,
in the name of God,
with all the God-getting, to get understanding for this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that with giving me understanding and refill, Father, increase my faith. The faith that is like a mustard seed, which is the least of the seeds in the seed kingdom. I pray, Father God, that you increase my faith, Father, when I stand on the gap and intercede for others, Father, that I pray in faith, believing in you, Lord, that I can say to this mountain, be moved from here to there, and it will obey, and it will move because of the faith, Father. For nothing will be impossible, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that I will get the wisdom to grow this mustard seed, to be a good gardener and take care of the faith, Father. This mustard seed, this faith that is as small as a mustard seed. I commit myself this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
That we have faith to believe, O God,
that all means necessary. I invest my time in seeking your word, Father. I invest my time studying your word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, to nourish and care for this mustard seed. In the mighty name of Jesus. For even this farmer, when he put the mustard seed in his ground, he did not go away and leave it, but he took care of it. He nourished it. He watered it. So this morning, Father, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Redeemer. I thank you, Savior. I thank you. You are my sustainer, Lord. You are my provider. I thank you, Holy Spirit. You are my teacher. I thank you, Father, for you are a friend that seeks closer than a brother. That I commit myself this morning to water and nourish the faith, Father. This mustard seed faith in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. By listening, Father, investing time in your word, Father, studying your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, for a seed needs some sunshine to grow. So I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that I do whatever is necessary to nourish this seed, Father, this faith, Father, to weed out anything and everything that wants to cause quarrel. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we can nourish this mustard seed, this faith.
Yes.
By investing time reading the word, studying the
word,
Lord. Surround ourselves with people who encourage us. Because if we do not, I know this man who had the mustard seed, for this seed to grow and become a big tree, he took time to pull out weeds so that it will nourish, it will grow. He took time to put fertilizer in this seed. To take care of this seed. And our faith will not grow by itself. We have to make a decision. We have to make a choice. Invest time to nourish this faith, to nourish this seed by committing ourselves, investing in time in the Word of God, and water it by listening to positive things, by reading. Some of us, we enjoy reading. We can read books written by Christians, by other fellow Christians. Other fellow Christians, they write their testimonies. They read the books that encourage you. The books that encourage and nourish and water this mustard seed. Learning the word. Because the Bible is the manual. That's how we learn how to nourish this seed, our faith. By reading the Bible, because it is the owner's manual. It is our handbook that has all the instructions we need to care for this mustard seed, to care for our faith so that it can grow. So whatever comes through our eye gate, our ear gate, what is it? Is it encouraging us? Is it squashing the faith? So we need to sustain it so that it can grow. Anyone knows, even anybody who is not an expect. Even if you have a plant in your house or at the porch or in your garden, wherever, that particular plant, if you don't nourish it, if you don't water it, it will die. I know people say, oh, this person has a green thumb, he has that, he has that. Those are people, those are myths. But the bottom line is, anyone, if you have a plant, you care for it, you water it, you weed out the weeds, you tilt the ground, you nourish it, and it will grow. It has no other choice but to grow. So in everything, including our faith, including our love of Christ, we have to invest in the things of God. That is the caring, the watering, the commitment, the sunshine, the food that this faith needs. And all these, all the instructions, we get it from the manual, which is the Bible, the Word of God. It has all what we need. And it will teach us and encourage each other to surround ourselves with people, men and women of faith, in agreement, so that we can mature and grow in our faith. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. We just thank God this morning. We didn't get a chance to have testimonies, so that we'll make you come back next week on Monday, and so that next week you have an opportunity to share your testimony and whatever is on your heart. We thank God you have a wonderful weekend. And as I always say, and we do believe here at this Circle of Friends, that we move from glory to glory. We don't go backwards. So our weekend, this weekend, will be better than our weekend last weekend. It will be an awesome, awesome weekend. It's scorching hot here, but it's still going to be good. I don't know where you are, but I believe and trust and pray and decree that it is going to be a good weekend for you, in Jesus' name. So I turn this time to Pastor Darlene. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you for this awesome word this morning, Pastor Scholastica. We shall continue to trust in the Lord to help us to grow as we study His word and increase our faith, as we have, most of us should have that faith as a grain of mustard seed, and it should have been growing like that tree that the Bible speaks of. So we want to have that faith in our God. And I know that we're near the top of the hour, we're past the top of the hour, but we did have a testimony from Sister Belinda. We prayed for her niece, I believe. If you're there, Sister Belinda, we're going to go ahead and let you give your testimony, because I did hear your voicemail. So if you're there, go ahead and speak.
Good morning. Good morning. I asked you all to pray for my niece, Ashley, and she was found, and she called her mom, and she'll be headed back to Miami maybe Monday of next week. I just want to thank you all, and as you all were speaking, and Pastor Scholastica, yes, God worked miracles. I mean, I asked that one day, and she called the next morning. I just thank God, and I praise Him. He's so mighty and so powerful, and as she said, I have the faith the size of a mustard seed, and I know I can't see a mustard seed, and it's just awesome how when I come on this prayer line and ask, and I was like feeling kind of, you know, I'm not saying I'm feeling down, but all the things that has been happening, not just to all of us on this prayer line, but just worldly things that's going on. And you know, I just thank you all for praying, and just trust God. Don't waver. Don't say, oh, he might and he won't or whatever. Just speak that word. I knew she was going to be found, and call her mom, because my brother was her dad, and something happened to him in 1998, and he died, and they were little kids. So they were just going through something. So God is good, and he's mighty and powerful. We're just going to keep my niece Ashley and Ebony Samuels in prayer for their mind, because, you know, as she was speaking, people are being troubled with their minds because of this pandemic, you know, wanting to just leave this earth because of, you know, no food, no whatever. You know, people are being you know, I just can't put it in words. Everybody should at least know what I'm talking about. But thank you for the prayers, and that was a miracle. It was the very next day. The very next day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We
thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Bless the name of the Lord.
I just thank
so
you, Father. Thank you.
That. Hey, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Jesus. Glory to your name. God continues to answer prayers. And that's
yes.
why we continue to come. We keep on coming back because we know that prayers change things.
Mm-hmm.
And so this
yes.
morning I'm decreeing and declaring that we are anointed by God to do his work. And souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. And I decree and declare blessings overtake us, and we have more than enough. So everybody have a wonderful day, a beautiful weekend. I love each and every one of you, and I love what God is doing for us. It's marvelous in our eyes. So we just trust the Lord and have faith to believe that no matter what is going on, we are victorious. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
And that's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.